From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayigash, honoring your grandparents. We often talk about honoring our parents. What about honoring our grandparents? So this week's Parsha, there's actually a Rashi about that. Yaakov was heading south to Egypt, and on the way there, he stops in Beersheba, the last stop in Israel, and he offers a offering, Lelokei Aviv Yitzchak, to his father, the God of his father, Yitzchak. What about Avraham? So Rashi says, he has to honor his father more than he has to honor his grandfather, and therefore, he mentioned Yitzchak, not Avraham. Saying that he has to honor his grandfather less than his father implies that he does have to honor his grandfather, just not as much. However, there is a Maharik, that's Rabbi Yitzchak of Kovil, also Ashkenazic rabbi a few hundred years later, he said, no, you don't have to honor your grandparents. And it's brought in the Ramah, in the Ashkenazic authority, Shulchan Aruch. Very strange. It's rejected by the Ramah, but it's brought. Very strange opinion. Although, Vilna Gaon points out that there is a Gemara in Makos that seems to say that. That particular scenario there, Rashi says, the grandson can do a certain thing. Because why? Because the grandson is not chayav, b'chvod aviv, he doesn't, b'chvod zakano, the grandson is not obligated in the honoring of his grandfather. However, the general opinion is, like the Rashi here, based on the Medrash, that no, you have to honor your grandparents, it's part of the mitzvah. Of course, no one's saying that you would not honor your grandparents, but the question is it technically part of this mitzvah or not? So many people say, yes, absolutely. The Ramah's main opinion is yes. Number one, Bnei Bani Ma'arayim Kebanim. Grandchildren are like children. It's a famous statement. So therefore, if your grandchildren are like children, then your grandfather is like your father. Also, in Parshas Vayitzeh, Yaakov has a vision of God, and God stands over him and he says, Ani Hashem, I am God, Elokei Avraham Avicha, father, the God of your father Avraham. Father, it's his grandfather. Apparently grandfathers are like fathers. Also, we know that the education is not only incumbent on the father, but when it comes to teaching and about Torah, about the Sinai, we have to tell our children and our grandchildren. So it's kind of included. Also, when we honor our grandparents, we're really honoring our parents. Because, right, how would your parents feel if treated like your grandparents like dirt? It's terrible. They would be so disgraced. So it's part of honoring parents to honor grandparents. But that's the question. Is it an independent obligation to honor grandparents? Or no, it's just subsumed. It's just part of honoring parents is to be nice to their parents. Similarly, I have a question about an older brother. It says you should honor your father, et your father, and et your mother. What's et? It's an object marker, but the rabbis interpret it that it means you should honor your big brother too. Big brother, is that your in-laws, is that a separate obligation? Or just, since one way of honoring your parents is to honor the big brother and the in-laws. This is a question. But finally, you can look at it conceptually. You say, well, what is honoring parents? Is it some kind of a chok? It's just a law that you have to honor parents. Why? Don't be such a chacham. You know the reason. It just says so. Or no, it's obvious because, after all, as the Sefer Charedim says, a prion chov, it's a piron chov, you have to pay back. They diapered you, they raise you. You have to pay them back to help them. Sometimes you have to help them with the bathroom too when they get older too. And also there's a Gemara that says that Gimel Shutfin Ban, there are three partners in creation, God, Father, and Mother. Now, that one could go either way. You could say that, look, if not for your grandparents, you wouldn't be here. So they're part of how you got here. So just like you honor your parents, your grandparents are part of that equation. They made you possible to be here. However, you could say no. That who created you in a narrow sense? Your mother, your father, and God. Your grandfather, it was an indirect cause. It's because there was somebody called your mother, therefore there's a grandmother. There's a grandfather. But it's really not a direct thing. So that one could go, in my opinion, could go in either direction. But if we ask ourselves a question, we talk about honoring parents, honoring grandparents. What about love? Is there an obligation to love your parents or your grandparents? So for many years I wondered about this because first time I taught this notion of honoring parents, I taught the classic Rashi Sifra that you should feed them, you should give them a drink. So especially when parents are older, sometimes you have to actually feed them, give them something to drink, help them get in and out. This is honoring. But what about loving? Does it say you should love? So it's interesting. Number one, I saw a source that said that, look, if you look in Psalm 15, it says that the person was nothing in his eyes. He himself was so modest, he's nothing in his own eyes. But he honors those who fear the Lord, who fear God. So, what is it saying? That just, it's parallel, just like in his own eyes, he was nothing. So too, he honors those who fear God. What does it mean he honors? Not that he gave them a glass of water, but that he honors them in his heart. That part of honoring is in your heart to feel an honor for them. But the Sefer Charedim, written by Rabbi Elazar HaZikri, is also more famously the author of the Yidin Nefesh poem that's been very popular the last many decades. The Sefer Charedim is on the mitzvos, and he says that since what's honoring parents? To pay back. What do we have to pay back? One of the things our parents give us is tremendous love. Our parents love us more than you can imagine, much more than usually. Children are not necessarily so inclined to love their parents quite as much as a parent loves a child. Love of a parent for a child is unbelievable. So he says, since our parents love us so much, it is our obligation to love them with a very strong love. A very strong love. That's our obligation, because it's a way of paying back. Finally, I heard an interesting lecture from Rabbi Dan, where he said that, you know, we usually look at the interesting placement of the honoring parents in the Ten Commandments. You know, it's sort of somewhere in between honoring God and honoring our fellow of human beings. So it's placed right in between. It's the fifth commandment, so it straddles the two, interpersonal and those with relation to God. But he says, how about looking at it another way? It's the headline for all the interpersonal laws. What do you mean? You want to honor your parents? Don't kill anybody. The biggest disgrace you could have, you go to jail. That's not honoring your parents. You want to honor your parents? Don't commit adultery. Don't do something immoral. That's a disgrace to your parents. Don't steal. Unfortunately, as we're reading about the brothers these days, the brothers of Joseph, you know, a lot of them are guilty of these things, right? Don't kill. Well, Shimon and Levi killed a lot of people. All of them were going to kill Yosef. Don't commit adultery. Well, Reuven did something akin to that. Don't steal. Well, really, it's really talking about kidnapping, and they all kidnapped Joseph. So if you really want to honor your parents, it's not just a question of how we treat them or how we feel about them, but it's also a question of how you are as a human being. Yesterday, I marked the yahrzeit of my father, and when he first passed away, I was thinking about, you know, different things he taught me. But then I think the main way I think I can try to honor my father is just by being, by trying to be like him. And it doesn't even have to be a very specific kind of thing. If we can make our lives like those who came before us, in many ways we're honoring our parents, our grandparents, and all those who came before us. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lehem Congregation. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.